Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton, joined by Brian Lowe. Rainy Friday afternoon. I can only imagine it's going to be somewhat like this when the team goes to play Seattle. But first, let's talk about the practice report for Friday afternoon. Who was here? Who wasn't here? Some things a little surprising, maybe?
Yeah, well, first of all, good practice once again for that trip to Seattle where I think it is going to be raining. Yeah, again, another week, more focus on the tight end group. Aaron Hernandez was out there at the start of practice on Thursday, not out there at the start of practice on Friday. Who knows what that means? Now, you know, in the fun game of speculation, when we were in the locker room for locker room access, there was a travel bag for him, but who knows what any of that means? A lot of people in the media mentioning that and pointing that out. So that's questionable. Bill Belichick just said it's a game-time decision. Maybe they know sooner than that. Maybe he travels. Maybe he doesn't. We might not know until Sunday around game time. And also, Tracy White, Steve Gregory, the other two who did not practice, that's most of the week for them. So unlikely that they'll play. But again, tight end spot is in focus. Julian Edelman was there, so maybe two straight days of practice leads us to believe that he could be a candidate to get back out on the field Sunday.
Yeah, we'd like to see that, I'm sure. I'm sure he'd like to get back out there, too.
I think this is a game where they could use as many offensive weapons. I think it's going to be a tight, you know, they're playing the number one defense, so right. They could use them.
Speaking of that number one defense, two top rookies in the NFL, Chandler Jones and Bruce Irvin for the Seahawks. They won't go up against each other, but pretty remarkable that the two top rookies are going, you know, playing against each other on the, you know, opposite teams this weekend. And we asked Chandler Jones, you know, does he keep up with any of the other rookies in the NFL? Maybe some guys he played with or competed against in the combine. He said, no, not really. He kind of just focuses on what he's got to do here for the Patriots.
Definitely downplayed the idea of seeing where he stacks up. But you're right, they are 1-2 in sacks among rookies. You know, they played against each other collegiately, Syracuse, West Virginia. I think maybe they know each other, but you know, they don't go head-to-head. Mm-hmm. But it is very interesting. It's going to be very interesting to see these two guys because Irvin was considered a reach by the Seahawks when they took him. He's leading all rookies in sacks. Chandler Jones has been a steady. I mean, he's consistently gotten to the quarterback. So it will be fun to watch both of these guys. Jones going up against a shorter quarterback, but a guy who's mobile in Russell Wilson. And then Irvin going up against Tom Brady, who is one of the smartest guys, really can feel where pressure's coming from. Should be fun.
So it'll be an interesting one to watch.
That's a great little, you know, matchup within the game.
Right. Well, we know these two teams don't face off against each other very often. In fact, they've only played each other twice since 1993. Brian, I'll let you take the lead on how things have changed since then.
1993, you know, the conference alignment was different. The Patriots and Seahawks played twice in 1993. Number one overall draft pick, Drew Bledsoe, against number two overall draft pick, Rick Meyer. Boy, how things have changed. You remember, I mean, these were not the good old days if you're a Patriots fan. The Patriots lost to the Seahawks twice that year, 17-14, 10-9, two barn burners. Patriots got after Rick Meyer, including Andre Tippett, Patriots Hall of Famer, Pro Football Hall of Famer. They got after Rick Meyer. Bledsoe had his moments, but boy, how those two careers sort of went in different directions. Bledsoe obviously blossoming here with the Patriots, Meyer struggling and really fizzling out of the league, but it was 19 years. Hard to believe it's been 19 years, and boy, it seems like it was 50 years ago based on how the Patriots organization has changed since then. But it was fun to kind of look back this week, think about those games. And I was just a fan, think about those games and how things have changed. But some fun footage to look back on Bledsoe and Meyer.
Right. Well, I've said this once and I'll say it again. Definitely important not to underestimate the Seahawks because in the series history, Pats only lead by one game, 8-7.
Right. So. And hey, the Seahawks have the number one defense for a reason. A lot of Patriots offensive players said I think it might be a little lower scoring than some of the recent Patriots games. But should be a really fun, intriguing matchup between two teams who don't know each other too well.
Absolutely. All right, well, that's what we will have our eyes on for Sunday, but that'll wrap it up for this segment of Toyota's Patriots Today. We'll see you next time.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.